97 FM and online at oldhamcommunityradio.com, and featuring all that's best from the King of Instruments. This is Community Keyboards with Ian Wolstenholme.
Hello again and welcome to this edition of Community Keyboards on air and online, featuring music and conversation from the King of Instruments in all its guises. And as promised, from this month on our first edition of the programme, we'll be turning the clock back and revisiting some of those LP recordings which were produced during the heyday of particularly the electronic organ. So it will be very much a case of letting the music speak. And we start this new feature with a listen to three LPs in the late 60s and 70s. In some instances, I'm grateful to my colleagues at Radio Cavell, Oldham's hospital radio service, who've provided a number of these 33 and a third gems. Well, first, Under the Stylus, and yes, you will be hearing the original vinyl pressings played from a high-quality record turntable, so inevitably there'll be the occasional glitch, scratch or jump, is Ina Barger at the Hammond T200 organ with a D10 tone cabinet. I'll give you the details of the music as we listen along to the Happy Hammond on Hallmark HM601 from 1968, and starting with Patricia. Next, Ina plays the South Rampart Street Parade. Thank you. Girl Talk was written for the 1965 film Harlow, a biographical film about Jean Harlow, starring Carol Baker. The Wheels' Cha-Cha reached number 8 in the UK singles chart in 1961 and sold over a million copies and was awarded a gold disc. You may remember it used by bodybuilder Tony Holland on Opportunity Knocks. And next, Ina Barger plays the Charleston. We end this dip into the Happy Hammond with the one-note samba. There you heard Ina Barger play the Hammond T200 organ and Patricia, South Rampart Street Parade, Girl Talk, Wheels, the Charleston and the one-note samba.
Featuring all its best from the King of Instruments on Community Keyboards with Ian Wolstenholme.
And welcome back to the programme. We stay with Ina Barger for a 1977 Philips LP release entitled Sounds of Music of Richard Rodgers. in which the artist recorded a souvenir LP for a convention of enthusiasts gathered that year at the Odeon Leicester Square in London. Now, of course, Ina was a virtuoso pianist, a classical and theatre organist, as well as chief demonstrator for Hammond Organ's Chiswick and Maidenhead Studios and the Chapel Piano and Organ Department in London. Here's I'm Just a Girl Who Can't Say No, played on the Duchess Compton. We stay with Oklahoma by Rodgers and Hammerstein with this arrangement of Out of My Dreams. Thank you. Next, Ina Barger with Do Re Mi from The Sound of Music on the Compton organ in the Odeon Leicester Square. Now, although on the sleeve of this LP by Ina Barger, the next track is shown as I'm in Love with a Wonderful Guy, the correct title from the 1949 Rodgers and Hammerstein musical South Pacific is simply called A Wonderful Guy. It was sung by Mitzi Gaynor in the 1958 film adaptation. And now from The King and I, here are two numbers played on the Compton by Ina Barger, March of the Siamese Children and Getting to Know You.
Thank you.
Finally, from Ina Barger's tribute to the music of Richard Rodgers, Do I Hear a Waltz is perhaps the least well-known. It's a musical with a book by Arthur Lawrence, with lyrics by Stephen Sondheim, and it was adapted from the 1952 play The Time of the Cuckoo, which was the basis for the 1955 film Summertime, starring Katharine Hepburn. And you heard Ina Barger at the Duchess Compton Organ in Odeon's Leicester Square Cinema from a 1977 LP on the Philips label with the number SON044BS.
Visit our Facebook page for all the latest programme information. Just search Community Keyboards.
And welcome back, where for the final part of the programme, we feature German organist Franz Lambert and a 1978 EMI LP release, NTS 164, called Pop Organ Hit Parade 40 Super Hits. This format was extremely popular, and much of the hit music of the time certainly lent itself perfectly to the new range of organs from companies like Versi and Bohm, who were starting to develop synthesized sounds and pretty good rhythm units built into their instruments. The Versi Galaxy was the company's flagship analog model, and I well remember seeing both organ and organist at one of the early public concerts I went to in the early 1980s at the Normanton Civic Hall in West Yorkshire. Well, from my signed copy of Pop Orgel Hit Parade, let's start with Night Fever. Thank you. A couple of hits there from the Bee Gees, Night Fever and Staying Alive. And next, Franz plays these two hits by Boney M, Rivers of Babylon and Rasputin, followed by I Can't Stand the Rain, for a hit from Tina Turner, of course, Lady in Black, and In the Car in Front of Me, which is about a trip along the Autobahn.
Thank you.
Some Latin American favourites next from Franz Lambert, Amor, Amor, Cuando, 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 and Amore Mio, followed by two German hits of the 70s to finish with. Thank you. And you've been listening to music played on Where's the Galaxy from the 1978 LP Franz Lambert Pop Organ Hit Parade 40 Super Hits on the EMI label. Now, of course, all the LPs we featured on the programme this time have long since been deleted, and I'm giving you the catalogue information just for fun and reference, just in case you happen to have the LPs stored safely away in the attic somewhere. We end this programme with the sad news of the death of legendary jazz organist and multi-instrumentalist Joe DeFrancesco on the 25th of August at the young age of 51 following what's believed to be a massive heart attack. Joe, of course, was a brilliant exponent of the Hammond organ and over the past few years was connected as brand ambassador for Viscount Legend Organs. We send our sincere condolences to his wife Gloria and the family. Yet another organ world great taken far too soon. Well, that's just about all we have time for on this edition. I do hope you've enjoyed the first of our trips down memory lane to listen again to some classic organs and organists on vinyl. Lots more still to come over the coming weeks and months, and a reminder that, as always, you can replay any part of the programme digitally from our website www.communitykeyboards.co.uk, from where there are ways to contact the programme or follow us on social media. For the moment, this is Ian Wolstenholme saying thanks very much for listening, take care, all the best, and bye-bye.